Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for devotion from the third chapter of 2 Timothy. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. When I was just a kid, there was a men's fashion magazine known as the Gentleman's Quarterly. Times being what they are and wishing to stay apace, Gentleman's Quarterly is now simply known as GQ. The name has changed, but GQ still does the same things it used to do, which is give men advice on fashion, style, and culture. Once again, times being what they are, it appears that GQ, with its most recent edition, is trying to widen the scope of its recommendations. It is at this point that you should probably be asking, "Hey, Pastor, can you give me an example of one of those new areas where GQ feels competent to direct the modern man?" Well, if that is your question, the answer is, well, of course I can. Recently, GQ decided to compile a list of 21 books which they say aren't worth reading, even though many people consider them to be classics or great. Some of the books which appear on the list are Lonesome Dove, The Catcher in the Rye, The Old Man and the Sea, The Farewell to Arms, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, and Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings. Oh, I forgot one. Occupying spot number 12 is The Bible. Now you may wonder what GQ finds to be so objectionable about Holy Scriptures. Well, I could answer, but I'll let the editors speak for themselves. They said, "Those who have read the Bible know there are some good parts, but overall it is certainly not the finest thing that man has ever produced. It is repetitive, self-contradictory, sententious, foolish, and even at times ill-intentioned." Over the centuries, God's Word has been criticized and critiqued for a great many reasons. There are those who don't like all the laws, commandments, and punishments, those who think it is a bunch of second-rate fairy tales, and those who object to it claiming to be the Word of God and a means of grace. But this is the first time I have seen its style found to be wanting by people who generally confine themselves to telling men the proper width of their ties for the coming year. They are certainly welcome to have their opinion, but I have difficulties with their overinflated egos. Perhaps the greatest disservice they do to the Lord's Word is they do not understand that it is the Lord's inspired Word, that it is the story of our salvation, and the means by which God has freed us from sin's condemnation, that it is God's given source of hope, comfort, peace, joy, which has brought inspiration to hundreds of millions of people. We pray. Dear Lord, today I ask that overly proud and egotistical humans might see the errors of their ways. Further, I ask that the world be brought to searching the Scriptures in which there is your plan and path for eternal life. This I ask in the Savior's name. Amen.